So I'm reading in Leviticus chapter 1, verses 1 through about 5. And the Lord commanded his people to make atonement for sin. The way to do it was they had to find a bull without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, a goat, a lamb, and they would present the animal to the priest. They would verify that it was a clean, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish animal. You would lay your hand on the head of the animal, confess your sin. And in a matter of speaking, because the life is in the blood, and there can only be remission of sin if blood is shed, by you confessing your sin and transferring that sin in a matter of speaking to the innocent animal that was without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, then the animal was killed. The blood was sprinkled around the foot of the altar because that was holy ground. And so you had remission of sin once a year. You could do that. And Leviticus chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 kind of gives the prescription for this. Well, what does that mean for you and me today? Really, though this is the commanded way to deal with sin in the Old Testament, that God demanded of his people, this is also a prophecy for those of us that know Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and have received him. We see something in this that is a typology of Christ. This Leviticus prescription was really pointing to ultimately what the Messiah would do. And those of us that believe in Christ can see the typology of this very clearly. And so what went through my mind as I read this just kind of flooded over me like warm water was how grateful we can be each and every day, no matter what our station in life is, no matter what our circumstances, our trials, our tribulations might be. There is one thing that can never be taken away from us, and that's the gift of eternal life. Jesus comes into the world, innocent, without sin, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, presents himself to the people of Jerusalem and goes into the temple, right? You know, right before he went to the cross, presents himself to the people. The people listened to him preach. They watched him. They hung out with him, and they saw that there was no sin in him and that he was full of light and full of love and full of compassion. Everything good was in him. And then in the garden, darkness falls on him, and the sin of the world starts to descend upon him. And he goes to the cross. He's beaten beyond recognition. He's brutally whipped with the cat of nine tails, and the Romans were just excellent masters at whipping their victims. His flesh was torn off of him through that whipping. His body was bruised and battered and filleted open. I mean, you could see You could see his ligaments, his tendons, his bone, and it was horrible what he went through. He was whipped front and back on our behalf. And then they put him on the cross, and his blood ran down the cross and of all places deposited at the foot of the cross, which was holy ground. Jesus completely fulfilled what God required in Leviticus. He became that innocent Lamb of God. So that sin, for all who would believe, sin could pass over us. Death could pass over us because of everything Christ, Yeshua, did for us. So every day we can wake up thanking God for the gift of eternal life because we've put our faith and our trust in Him. You can't buy it. You can't be smart enough to earn it. All the intelligence in the world can't contain God's love and God's purposes and God's plan for humanity. There's only one way to have eternal life, and that's through faith in the Son of the living God, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. How grateful we can be every day. We can open our eyes and say, Lord, thank you for this day and for the gift of eternal life, that I will be with you one day forever in perfect peace and perfection with you. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to get the most important decision in all of life, to get that decision right, to put my faith in you. No matter what comes, no matter what brutalities we may or may not have to suffer, our faith in Christ and looking to Him and trusting in Him will get us through. It's hard. It's not always easy. It's easier said than done, I know. But we can't give up on our faith in Jesus Christ. We can't give up. This is Bro Steph with an encouraging thought for you today. I pray that this will help you in some small way to hold on to your faith and to grow closer to the Lord and to look to Him today and say thank you. You can visit our blog at brosteph.org. You can join the conversation on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/brosteph. Keep looking up because Jesus is coming back soon. And remember, live out your faith because people who don't know the Lord are watching. Have a good rest of the day. God bless you.